Time to talk some Black Bear football as we're joined by the head coach of the Bears, Nick Charlton. Nick, a good Monday afternoon to you.
Rich, what's going on?
A little worse for wear. Are you rested and refreshed after our long Saturday night?
Something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's talk about the game down at Georgia Southern. Was it just me? That was a strange game in a lot of ways. A lot of strange, weird things happened.
Yeah, in a way. I mean, we, you know, from our side, I thought we just lacked rhythm. And, you know, we've done a good job, you know, the first game and then going into last year, really playing well off of each other. And I just felt like we never really got over that point to where we could take control of the pace of the game. And, you know, I thought we opened up the game well, first drive. They kind of hunkered in a little bit. Our D had a really, really good first half, played really strong. And then in the second half, they hit a couple explosives. You know, we had a couple turnovers, and then finally turned it on at the end. But it was a little too late. So we just weren't able to get over the hump. And you know, it's a good football team. Whenever you're playing an FBS team, you got to make some plays. And there was plays on both sides that should have been made, and they didn't. So you know, that's why Georgia Southern won, and that's a good team. Hats off to them. But unfortunately, that's why we didn't win.
Yeah, some missed opportunities there. I think they had seven fumbles, but they got six of them back. You'd like to grab a couple of those along the way.
Yeah, there was a couple of them that were, you know, they were having some center issues. So a couple of them were right back to the queue. But, I mean, there were certainly three or four of those that we had a shot at. And, I mean, I haven't heard of a team put a ball on the ground seven times in a while. So it was disappointing to see that. And then on the flip, I mean, you know, we turned the ball over on the three-yard line going in, and we had an interception as well. And that put, you know, our D in a bad way. Luckily, our D did a nice job stopping them in the red zone. During the day, we call pretty much all field goals except for a touchdown. But, you know, it's just unfortunate because we felt like going into it, you know, we thought we'd go out and execute and get it done, but we didn't do it at times. But sometimes we did, sometimes we didn't, and we left some plays out there.
You got to like the character of your guys. It was awful hot down there. Had to be tired, but, man, they made a great rally in the fourth quarter and had a chance, but just ran out of time at the end. But you got to like the way your guys competed.
Yeah, our guys are competitive, you know, and it's good to see, and we expect that out of them. But we talk a lot about how energy needs to equal execution. And, you know, we came out with a lot of energy, and the execution, like you said, at times it was there and at times it wasn't. You know, probably the biggest sequence early in the game was, you know, we run a flea flicker and it's wide open and we don't throw and catch it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, about three plays later, they hit a little trick play as well, and they hit it for about 60 yards. And, you know, sometimes in those sort of games, I mean, you got to make plays. And we didn't do it, but we were very, very close. Unfortunately, it wasn't good enough, but, you know, it's a good football team. And I'm sure they'll have a good year, but we got to play a little bit better to win.
Well, and not much turnaround time because you've got what arguably is the biggest regular season game ever played at Alphonse Stadium this Saturday night. To my recollection, it's the first ever meeting of top 10 teams for the conference opener against Towson. What a way to get things going here in the month of September.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great schedule. We always play great competition here. This is a big game in conference early, and you know, we're excited. Our guys are excited. It's actually, you don't take a lot when you lose. You know, I don't believe in moral victories. You certainly learn a lot about yourself and, you know, schematically and personnel wise, but our guys are a little aggravated right now. Our guys are on edge, and I think that's a good thing going into this week of preparation. And I've liked how our football team has responded, and, you know, guys want to win this game. So I think we're already prepared to start getting into our week of practice.
Well, you know them very well. You beat them down there last year. They've got some talents, to be sure, in Flacco and in Shane Simpson. But you got a little talent on your side of the ball as well, as we've seen.
Yeah, listen, we had our conference call this morning, and it was kind of like Ojambros and I were saying the same thing. You know, we both sides have some explosive players and on both sides of the football and special teams, and it's going to be about controlling that pace of play. You know, whoever has the big plays, who's ever able to execute, you know, it sounds simple, but I mean, that's going to be the team that wins the game. And we got to take care of the football. We got to be explosive on offense. We got to get the running game going. And then defensively, it's eliminating the big plays. Of course, you know, you got to stop that quarterback. He's an elite player. And then in the kicking game, I mean, there's great players on both sides. So it's a really good matchup. And like I said, you know, there's going to be plenty of energy around that game, and we're expecting a great crowd, but you got to turn it into execution to win.
Well, and speaking of that great crowd, I throw down the gauntlet to Maine fans. I don't know what else you would have going this weekend, but Saturday night at 7 o'clock, people need to be there. This should be a record-breaking crowd. There's no excuse for fans not to get out and support the Black Bears and see what I think is just one of the great matchups we're likely to see this regular season.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing everything we can to put a great product on the field and represent, this great state in the right way. And, we're the flagship program in the state, and this is a big-time matchup early in September. Hopefully we're getting nice weather. I mean, we want to break the attendance record. We want to get a great crowd, and we want to put a good product on the field. So we'll do our part, and hopefully we can rally the state to come up here to Orono.
That sounds good to me. Nick Charlton, head coach of the Black Bears. Have a great week of practice, Nick, and we'll see you Saturday.
Thanks, Rich. I'll see you.
Nick Charlton, Maine Black Bear football coach, joins us every Monday afternoon. Our Black Bear reports brought to you here on Downtown by Sea Dog Brewing Company, the home of the Black Bear Coaches shows on Front Street in Bangor. By Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street, Bangor. Everything from oil changes to engine jobs from experienced local people you can trust. And by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.